Jesus Rodriguez, 12-10-60, today is 7:25. Chief complaint, left arm pain, left finger pain, history of hypertension. Patient is a 62-year-old gentleman who comes in today after he stretched his left pinky while he was holding to the side of a car. He's a mechanic. He was experiencing some pain in the left pinky, but then the night before he had pain in the left arm and left shoulder, which prompted him to come here for evaluation. He has a history of obesity, sleep apnea, a fatty liver, and that's it. Medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, sleep apnea. I'm not using the CPAP at this time. Surgery, no recent surgery, medication. Irbesartan, 150 once a day, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams once in the next day, 40 milligrams a day, COVID up to date, social, no smoking, no drinking alcohol. Family history, positive for MI, positive for hypertension. Review of system as above, allergy none, COVID immunizations up to date. Surgery, nasal surgery, I said that. And then he's alert, he's awake, he weighs 243 pounds, up 10 pounds. 120 over 70, 60, 116, 97.7, 97. Heart positive, some positive, too long to clear up and soft. Next, whichever these things shows no rash. There's a tenderness about the proximal joint of the fifth digit, left side. Number one, injury to the left finger. Number two, x-rays are within normal limits. Number three, cannot rule out ligamental damage. We'll have the finger, the fourth and fifth finger taped together. Next number, he has good range of motion. Next number, he had apposition, is able to oppose his fingers. Next number, he has good strength. Next number, increased weight. Next number, must lose weight. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, history of sleep apnea, not using the CPAP. Next number, blood work up to date. Next number, EKG shows no change from last December. Next number, come back if his condition changes. Next number, blood work doesn't need to be repeated till December of this month. Next number, his PSA, his H. pylori, and his testosterone were all within normal limits in December. Findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Thank you.